That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. I hope everybody's having a wonderful summer out here in Westchester County, New York. The weather is beautiful today, and my summer camp is out swimming, so we're very excited about that. Basically, what we're going to do today is go over a lot of the details on how we have started up our after-school programs in our organization, United Martial Arts Centers. We've been running after-school programs for approximately, I think this is 9 years now, and they're going strong, and they have grown tremendously over the years. So we're hoping to help some others tap into this really untapped market in the martial arts industry. First of all, I think it's very important that we understand what is the after-school program. A lot of schools are, from my understanding, are very hesitant about the program because they think, all right, it's glorified babysitting. I even had one of my after-school directors, who is no longer with me, constantly say, I feel like I'm babysitting. Well, as a result, he's no longer with us. It is everything but babysitting, everyone. You are not babysitting children. You are developing children's personalities. You're helping them achieve things that they've never dreamed of, and you're providing an incredible service to the parents. If you had those children there and you just had them play board games for 3 hours, then yes, you are definitely a babysitter. But you're teaching them how to be successful in life, so therefore you are not babysitting, and please understand that. Please check with your attorney, talk to an attorney, talk to the governmental offices, the health departments, whoever you feel you need to, and find out those laws in your community, because that's key to the guidelines that you have to follow to start up the program. What is the after-school program? Well, basically what you're going to be doing is providing a service for students or children in the community and have an alternative to after-school care. Typically, there's daycare centers who will run a program from 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock. There'll be programs in the local elementary schools that will run for a place for the children to be while the parents are working. The difference that we have and the benefit that we have is we're providing that service but adding a crucial benefit, of course, that is the martial arts program. So we give the students a martial arts flair and give them a productive place to be where they're developing their mind, body, and spirit rather than really just playing. They could do that anywhere. We also, in our programs, the after-school program, we would provide extra benefits to the parents by providing transportation from the local schools. And we would also, if they had no school that particular day, we would run a full-day program. And if there's no school during the week, because like spring break or something, we would run a full-week program as a service for the parents. So we're really covering them in all areas while the parents are at work. And that's pretty much what the program is, very, very general. But we're going to go into more details right now. I'd like to spend a little time on discussing the benefits of the after-school program. And for me, I feel the greatest benefit is the impact that we have on the students. Now, in a typical martial arts school, you may have the students for two, maybe three times a week for 45 minutes to an hour at a time. You'll have exceptional students who will come more often. But in the after-school program, we have children who are here are 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. And they're surrounded by the culture that we've created in our program. So what is a martial arts school culture? Well, we focus on discipline. We focus on respect. We focus on positive attitude, on trying your best. And the students are around that environment 15 hours a week. So we end up having such a great impact on the students, and then they change their identity. They're no longer children, per se, but they're martial artists. And then they start acting in that manner. And sometimes it won't show all the time, but we do. I mean, they ultimately, because they're around it so much, they start taking on that identity, and their benefit is tremendously. Another great aspect, I think, where we have a great impact is typically the student will come in, they'll train, they'll do a really great job in class, and then they go home, And we really don't know how they're acting at home. But with the after-school program, we get to see the children on how they're acting in a social setting. So if we teach a class and we're focusing on self-control, then after school, after the class, you know, we have time and then children are gathering their things and a child does not show that kind of self-control that we expect, we then have an opportunity to help them understand, okay, this is what it means to have self-control in this circumstance. So it's not just what we have in self-control in our technique, it's also how we act towards our peers. So we're able to make, again, that greater impact, which to me is the best aspect of it. Benefit number two, I think, would be the financial compensation. You definitely get paid for the program. It is definitely more work, but you definitely get paid for it. In our community, we typically will receive four times that of what a traditional student will pay. That's typically what will happen in our school. In our after-school program, we charge pretty high level because of where we are in the area. So the financial compensation is unbelievable. Again, you get higher financial compensation. Each student's worth four. Traditional students, however, you are going to work harder. You're going to have more staff. You're going to have more expenses that go along with it. But it definitely outweighs those expenses. And benefit three is the need versus the want. And this is an important concept. See, parents need their children to be somewhere while they are working. They don't have a choice. They need a place. And with the economy the way it is, there's going to be more dual parent incomes, you know, parents, both parents needing to work than ever. So there is a great need for after-school care, and children are always going to need to be in a place. So there's your need right there. You are providing a tremendous service to your community by giving a valid, strong, positive option for parents to go in running that program. As far as the want, your traditional students, you really have to entice them to come to the school. You know, we market like crazy and we work really hard to get the students in the school and into the program, but the fact is, at the end of the day, the parents are going to ask, do you want to do this? Well, in the after-school program, it's not do you want to do this, it's you're going to be doing this. You need to be somewhere, and this is where I want you to be. This is where you're going to get the best education from. So I think those are three huge benefits that I look at into this program. That's what keeps me really rolling. And I have three children personally, and my oldest is no longer in the program. He's older now. But my middle son, who is 12, and my youngest daughter, who is 8, absolutely love the program. Now, so we went over what is the after-school program, and the benefits of the after-school program. Now I'm going to go over a bunch of steps on how to set up an after-school program in your school. And there's a bunch of things that I want to go over. And again, I'm going to say there are other manuals out there that are wonderful and other programs. This is what made our school successful. And our programs will range anywhere from 50 students in our program to 90 students in our program. So we've had significant success in our organization. Number one thing you have to do is to research the local schools that your school would be picking up from. So what I would recommend is that you get a list of schools from your direct community, typically maybe in a 5-mile radius. It really depends on where you live. If you are in a you know, urban setting, you're in a city setting, then you will be pulling from less. You won't have to go as far, obviously, because there'll be more density. But if you are in more of a farm setting, then of course you're going to have to travel pretty far to pick up the students. So first thing is you have to list the schools from your direct community. And you know what you can do is you can even ask your students and take a poll, okay, what school do you go to? And then you kind of take a log from all your current students, and then that will give you an idea of what schools you should focus on. And then if there's a school you're not picking up, you also know that you need to market that area better. And then once you come up with your list, you need to call and find out what time the dismissals are of each school. You have to do that. You have to find out, because if you have six schools you want to pick up from and they all dismiss at the same exact time, well, that's going to change. That's going to focus on your pickup schedule. Once you gather all the information, you will then compare the times and the locations, and you will come up with a pickup schedule, which comes to our next thing, which is setting up your transportation. Now, to me, I broke it down into three ways that you can provide transportation for the students. First thing is the school buses from the local schools could bus the students to you. And this cost-effective is over the top, especially with gas prices now. You know, that is an unbelievable method that you can do. The positive, again, is that you won't have the transportation expense, which is wonderful, and they'll bring them right to your door. Most cases, they'll bring them to your door. You may have to have a staff member to go out and meet them and greet them, depending on the circumstance. I think the challenge, though, with having the school system transport the children is number one, you have limited exposure. You know, we have vans that go out in our own transportation company. That we have vans that go out and pick up the children, which is a great aspect because then all the other children say, oh, how do I get to the Taekwondo van? How do I get on the UMAC truck? Which is wonderful because then it gives us good recognition. Also, with the school district, if they transport so many children, you will have limited space for growth. If you want to try to market a school heavily, they may have five or six spots available on the bus, but once you get to a certain point, they're not going to be able to fit any more children. So you just have to be aware of that. Staffing, you have to just make sure you have a staff member that would be able to go out and meet the students. And because the school districts will tend to travel, you know, they drop kids off all over, you may end up having a later start time with children getting off the bus, off the school bus and coming to you. So if you have the ability to get the school to transport them to you, I would highly recommend it, but just be aware that some of those things will alter the program a little bit. The second option that you have is you can create your own transportation company, which is really what we did. And again, I'm gonna say you need to go and consult with an attorney. What we did is we created a new corporation and an attorney set it up and did all kinds of stuff, and I'm by all means not even close to being an attorney or pretend to be one, so that you would have to seek legal counsel about that. You would have to get proper driver's licensing. You know, you have to get myself and my staff members have a CDL, commercial driver's license, so we're legally driving the vans that we do, and I would highly recommend that. You have to purchase vehicles. Now, you could purchase vehicles any way you want. In the beginning, what we did is we purchased older school buses, minibuses. In fact, the school buses are our Department of, I forgot what it's called, Department DOT, Department of Transportation certified, and they need to sell them within a certain, when they get to a certain miles and a certain age, because then they don't let them drive them anymore. So they sell them for a couple $1,000s, and that's what we did in the beginning, and we ran the bus for 7 years. And it was a wonderful, wonderful bus. We actually purchased three of them at that time. We have then since then evolved and had new 15-passenger vans, which has been working out even better because then they never break down, or they don't break down as often, I should say. So you have to purchase vehicles. You have to get the proper insurance and registration. Again, you spend that time and do your research, talk to your attorney, talk to your insurance broker, and find out the best type of insurance that you will need for it. We personally use an insurance called FH1 bus insurance, and it's fine. It covers everything. So that is really going to be your due diligence that you need to take care of. And what are the pros and cons of having your own transportation company? Well, the pros is that you have complete control. You're able to pick up the children, get them back to your location faster. You get the visibility and the recognition. And what are the cons? Well, the cons is that you have more expense and you have liability because you're now paying insurance. You may have vehicle payments. You have the maintenance on the vehicles, and you have a little bit of a greater liability. So those are just some things to keep in mind. But you know, I personally, we do our own transportation company, and we've had really, it's been wonderful. And I think the biggest benefit is that the control, and then you have the advantage of the visibility. It's like a billboard driving around every day all over the community, which is huge, a huge asset to the program. And the third option is you can call an outside transportation company, and I know some after-school programs have done that. We looked into that. It was not a valid option for us as far as expense and visibility, so we did not go in that direction in our organization. So your transportation, like I said, just to recap that, you have three options. You can bus the schools. The school system could bus them to you. Wonderful option. Or you can create your own transportation company, or you can call on an outside transportation company to run it. So now that you have the dismissal times and you have your transportation, it's really now time to organize your schedule, which would be number three. Organize the class schedule to allow the after-school program to exist in the program. Now, this will first depend on two factors. Number one, the size of the program at your school. And number two, the kind of facility that you have. What happened to me when I first started is I had one facility, one location. And then we would run, the children would come in, we start our class a little bit early, we would combine our martial arts class with the after-school program class. So they would all take class together. Then the after-school students would go into a one room while the parents would pick up the rest and the classes would resume as scheduled. What we did at that point is we rented another storefront in our facility, and then we would have the after-school program in one, and we would have our evening program in the other. Then we ended up growing so much that we added three. We rented three spaces in my building. So that really depends on the facility setup that you have, and I'm sure everybody has their own setup. But if you have, let's say you have a 2,000 square foot training, a dojang, a martial arts school in total. You know, you have maybe a 1,500 square foot training area. You know, you can easily run an after school program with, say, at least 20 children in there, maybe even further. Some of the things that you can do is your after school program will run till 6 o'clock. I know some schools that said, okay, I'll run my after school program at 6 o'clock. And then I'll start my evening classes at 6:15. So then they would just run the program throughout the day. Another option, like I said earlier, which is what we did, is we would have the students come in. They would have their time in the after-school program. Then we would have our after-school class where the classes would be combined. So you can kind of get your evening program in there with the students. And then you have a quiet place for the students to be after. And then while the parents pick them up, and then you could run another class. So, like I said, that really depends on the facility. As your program gets bigger, you're going to have to change it, because if you're running 30, 40 children into the program, you're going to need their own class. They're going to need their own class. They're going to need their own place to do quiet time activities. They're going to need a clean starting time where there's no other classes going on. At that point, you would either want to expand and grow, expand as far as space, or you have to revise your schedule as you see fit, which may mean classes start at 6 o'clock. And at the end of the day, it always works. So what did we go through so far? First was researching the local schools, find out what schools you want to pick up. Second, set up transportation. And the third is organize your class schedule to allow for those classes in the program to start. And the next comes to promoting the after-school program and getting it started. Now, this, we could spend really hours upon hours on developing this concept, and there's so many ways that you can do it. I'm going to go over some ways that we've done it in our organization. Number one thing is you have to have a goal. You have to have a goal. If we don't have a goal, we do not know what where we want to go or what we want to do. So you have to start off by getting a kickoff date. Now is an incredible time to start promoting an after-school program before the September time. So if you're, what I would recommend, especially if you're running a summer camp, to transfer those summer campers to go into an after-school program is really quite easy. So you want to set a goal. If you're at this point, I would set the goal for, you know, maybe September 1 or September 5th or something when the school year starts. Another great goal would be maybe January, if you want more time to promote against TARI. But you have to remember, when the children are set and their parents have a place for them to be, most likely they don't want to change mid-season or mid-year. Then after you set your date, your kickoff date, you want to set goals for the enrollment for the kickoff date. Again, you know, that goal is what gives you direction. It gives you motivation. You really, really have to know where you want to go and where you want to end up, the outcome you want to be. So set a goal. Let's say you want 20 students for September 1st, 20 students start off in the after-school program. Now that you have the destination that you want to be, you now need to develop a plan to get there. You need to develop a plan to promote. And promote is going to be, promoting the program is going to be really what's going to make it successful or not. The first way I would always recommend by promoting is internal promotions. You know, you already have raving fans in your school. You already have established a culture in your school, a positive atmosphere. The parents are happy, and I hope so. I mean, that's what we want, but parents are happy with the program that you've provided. They are the ones that you go to first. And I would start off by putting posters in the school, putting flyers, going home to all the students, special announcement, we're proud to introduce to us our new after-school program, where we will transport your children from their school to our facility, and guess what, the parents, you don't have to pick them up till 6 o'clock. So you're really, really focusing in on just giving a lot of visibility to the program in your location. Another way that I would highly recommend you develop the program within your school is to talk to the parents or have a staff member talk to the parents. Say, oh, Mrs. Jones, I was wondering, what do you do? What does Johnny do after school? And then they'll say, oh, they go to so-and-so daycare. Oh, really? You know, did you know that we have a program? We're starting it up. It's a wonderful program. Well, we're going to bring Johnny here. He doesn't have to go on a bus. We'll pick him up in our vehicle and come here, and then you can he can learn the class. We do a character enrichment, character development program. We're going to go over with him, and then he'll have some free time where he can do what he needs to do till you guys are ready to pick him up. So this way you're getting that one-on-one contact, one-on-one communication, and then you can, you know, establish that rapport regarding the after-school program. That is probably the best way that you can do it. The second way would be community promotions. And that is really just going out in the community and discussing about the program and introducing the program to other businesses. We do a program that we call VIP, where we go out and just talk about our program to other people and explain to them what we do and what we're about. That is another great option to go out there. You could put signs up around the community. I have staff members that go out. They put brochures in all the stores. They put posters up in all the windows and basically just talk to people about your program and special announcement, new after-school program coming to the area or something in that light. I would also recommend you put a sign on your car that says after school program, transportation provided, or if you have a van already, you go and put a sign on the van, and that will give you additional visibility with the program. And then, you know, your typical ad campaigns and press releases, you know, there are ads that you can have that design. I know that we've been working in conjunction with Member Solutions on coming up with advertisements for after-school program that we've used that have worked for us, that will probably be available to all of you. So we have these ad campaigns that go out. We do mass mailings. We purchase mailing lists, and then we'll send cards to students or people in the community discussing the new program. And again, some kind of excitement to it, coming September, new after-school martial arts program, and then going over all of the benefits. And we will go in more detail with that. We will have a support program to help you with all of that. Press releases, sending press releases to the newspaper, you know, new community program or a new program to help the parents of the community, focusing on your after-school program, getting that visibility. And the press releases are great because they're free. You don't have to pay for them, you know, which is a wonderful benefit to it. And another one that we have always done, and that has been one of the greatest benefit in the program, is we would host an open house and parallel that with a children's self-defense seminar, almost like making it a community day. And we would also, you know, we have a whole system that we do with this where individuals from the community, we would have a police department come and do fingerprinting. We would have the fire department come and do a little lecture. So it ends up being a safety day, along with doing a children's self-defense seminar. We would promote to the students that they would bring, whoever brings in the most friends would get a gift. And we would typically have a significant amount, maybe 40, 50 people come to these events, maybe even more, to bring individuals into the program. That's a captive audience where we get to explain to them about the program. And another thing, you know, it's like a recipe. If you were to have a cake, you need the eggs and the whatever you need, the stuff and all the different area, the water, the cake batter, to make that recipe to make a wonderful cake. It's going to take everything. It's not going to be just the internal promotions. It's not going to be just the community promotions. It's not going to be just ad campaigns, newspaper ads. It's not going to be just the press releases. It's not going to be just an open house. You need to hit them all, and you need to be aggressive with it. Because if you want that program and you have that goal, then you want to reach that goal, you're going to make that happen. Bottom line is you have to promote. And you have to promote, and then you have to promote more. You have to make your program just be so exciting to all the people in the community, you know, almost like a re-grand opening of your school, and then that will bring a lot of excitement into it. So recapping that, you know, as far as getting it started, promoting, is you have to set a date, you have to have a goal for the date, you have to develop the plan to promote, and again, I know you have so many resources through Member Solutions. We're going to, again, provide a support program to help you, too. We will also have a manual available to you that you just get as much information as you can and get the advice and then run with it. You know, you have the internal promotions, community, ad campaigns, press releases, open house, children's self-defense seminars, and whatever else that may work for you, mailings, you just have to run with it and then get it all out. Don't just limit it to one.
Master Berla, we have a couple of web questions.
Sure.
Gwen Haney from Oregon says, "Hi, Master Chris. What is an example day like from when the kids arrive to when their parents pick them up?"
Great. I think I remember talking to her a little while ago. Hello there. What is a sample day? Typically, the children will come in and be transported over here, and they'll arrive anywhere from 2:30, because we have some middle school guys that get dropped off, all the way till, let's say, 3:30. And when they're coming in, some of them, they'll have different opportunities. Some of them will have an opportunity to do homework if they want. We do not tutor them. We do not help them, assist them in homework. But we give them an opportunity. They'll have a snack that they would provide themselves, or they can buy from a snack machine here, and we have healthy snacks here. And then they would just wind down and kind of gather their things and gather their thoughts from the day. At about 3:30, then we would run a structured activity before class. A structured activity. It could be a game. It could be a little extra training. It could be whatever it is they have planned up there. So we would run an activity, basically, let the students like to play a game. And that is just to release some energy from the day of school. That will go from 3:30 to about 3:50. At 3:50, we sit all the students down and we pre-frame them our expectations for class. Class will go from 4 o'clock to 4:45. At 4:45 to 5 o'clock, we have character development or character enrichment, where we focus on certain aspects that we want the students to focus on. It may mean reading from a book, reading a story. We have designed our own character development program that we go over with the students to focus on good character, to focus on leadership. And then that will go for 15 minutes. We'll also give in that 15 minutes any recognition to students who have done a great job, who went above and beyond, who have earned some rewards or have done random acts of kindness. We like to give them recognition at that time. Then from 5 o'clock until the parents pick up, we have quiet time and quiet activities. And that is when the students will have, really, we have, that will have the option. Most of the students choose to do their homework, and we provide a quiet environment for them to do their homework. The other students will have quiet martial arts activities, which will include some quiet games or something that are all martial arts based and character based. And that will go until the parents pick them up. And the parents really start picking them up from 5 o'clock on. We did a poll with about 40 children. The parents, there would be like 6 students would leave every 5 minutes or 6 minutes. So from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, they're trickling out. So it's really hard to run a structured activity because that's when the parents are picking them up. And that's our day.
Wow, awesome. Thank you. Larry Bullard from Georgia has a question. He has a daycare next to his new karate school that he's opening, and he wants to know if he should maybe approach, it's a good idea to try to approach them for both daycare and transportation.
That's a great idea.
And so, what challenges will we have if we work with a daycare center?
None. That's a really, really interesting question. What I would recommend for him is to go and really find out if they have an after-school program. If they have an after-school program for school-age children or a school-age program, then I don't know if I would recommend starting an after-school program, but I would recommend partnering up with them, figuring a way to partner with them on how you guys can work together and explain to them the model that you wanted to do, but you want to keep good relations with them. Or run the program. I mean, I don't know how you feel, but I would definitely find out the scope of what they offer, because right in my current location, there's a daycare center next to me, but they take children up to kindergarten. So it's kind of a nice feat, because then they go to kindergarten, then that's their last year, and then they could come to us for after-school care.
Gwen has another question.
Okay.
She wants to know if you can talk about upgrade programs for after-school. That's interesting. What are the benefits, and is this harder to sell?
It's definitely harder to sell, but what are the benefits? The benefit is that if the students, we could lock in the same rate for their after-school program for multiple years. So that is the big selling factor for them. But typically we do a year membership at a time for the after-school program. I know one of my partners, Master Malala, is doing black belt level after-school memberships where, again, it locks in the rate for 3 years, which is a great benefit to the students. And I would do the upgrade the same way you would do a typical upgrade with your students, from a basic membership to a black belt membership, same meeting, same everything, and just iron out the opportunity for the family and then see if they want to take advantage of it. And also the upgraded student would get special recognition and privileges as you would do with the other students.
If you don't mind, I wanted to point out is that,
sure.
First of all, I want to thank you very much for taking your time to kind of give everybody a really good overview of the benefits of running an after-school program and, how to get started with it. And I want to let everybody know that we do have in our Member Solutions Reward Store two different after-school programs are already in there. One is one One is the TASPA program that Jim King authored, and another one is NAPMA's Kicking Kids program. And Master Berlot has a program that's coming out in conjunction with Member Solutions. It is a complete overview of doing an after-school program the way that UMAC does it in the state of New York. And that program will be out very close to the end of this month, and will be $299 on retail for Member Solutions clients. But if you'd like to put in a pre-order by emailing sales@membersolutions.com, and you do so by July 31st, you'll get $100 off. So it'll be $199 if you decide you want to order that program prior to it launching. And Master Berlot, is there any type of ongoing support UMAC offers, or will be any type of ongoing like program?
We definitely will, and we're in the process of structuring that right now. But we are definitely going to run a support program to help anybody who's interested start that program and help make it successful. Really elaborating on the kind of things that we talked about today, also print ads and all of the stuff that will definitely help them get them over to where they want to be.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to find out more about that, how would they contact you?
They could definitely do it. I think email is the best. And they could email Master Berlot, MasterBerlow, at umacenters.com. That'd be Master Berlot, MasterBerlow, at umacenters.com.
Okay, great. Thank you so much again for being with us today.
My pleasure.